This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Freedom Matters USA Studios. You know, the anti-energy, anti-ag, anti-American, politically correct culture slowly getting a foothold in North Dakota. A topic, a good example of that coming up here in minutes in our topic to start this hour. But what do you do about it is the big question. Well, one of the most influential conservative voices in America today will be in Bismarck at the Event Center on Thursday, September 15th. I'd say pick up some tickets for that. They start at $20. Bring some folks that you want to engage in a conversation about that anti-energy, anti-ag, anti-American politically correct culture and make a difference by just starting a conversation with some folks. Come in and listen to Candace Owens and then go out and have a bump after and talk about it. You know what I mean? FreedomMattersUSA.com has all the details. We're live in the Freedom Matters USA studios, but FreedomMattersUSA.com, the place where you'll find all the details on that. So I say tickets start at $20. There's preferred seating tickets. There's VIP packages. There's a lot of fun. So it is going to be here before we know it. 2 weeks away tomorrow. How about that? September is upon us. Yes, it is. I'm Scott Hannon. Todd Mitchell is here. Todd, the radio guy. We let Kevin go attend to his son who broke up his nose. Poor guy. And this hour on the program, a little later on, Dr. Todd Schaefer will be here, president of Sanford Health Bismarck. They have a program to help schools with behavioral health. This started as a pilot project, I guess, at Simley Middle School in Bismarck, and now is expanding. He's going to tell us about that. It is nothing short of breathtaking to know the level of mental health expertise you need to be an educator today. And teachers teach. Pretty simple, right? Well, no, they can't just teach. How many kids are dealing with mental health issues? You know, they need to now be behavioral health experts. In our day, I guess I was sort of the counselor. They would deal with that, but the counselor is, you know, nowhere near enough to be able to do this. All the teachers have to. So dying to hear more about that program coming up in a little bit. We start, though, with a disturbing letter that landed in the hands of our guest, Jim Casper, state representative, who you may remember was the sponsor of a piece of legislation in the special session dealing with critical race theory and passing a very simple basic law that some folks said, you don't even need to do this because CRT isn't here. It's not being taught, so why are you wasting your time on this? And Representative Casper and others were not dissuaded by that. They said, no, we think we need this. Let's just make this very, very clear. And even having a law, according to this teacher in Grand Forks, who since resigned, hasn't prevented critical race theory from being taught. More on that story from Representative Jim Casper, who joins us now on What's on Your Mind. Jim, welcome back. How are you?
Hey, Scott. Good to be with you.
Remind us what House Bill 1508 did. What was the legislation you sponsored?
It was quite simple. I had been contacted over the years by people all over our state that said critical race theory is in the school systems in our state and we should prohibit it. So the bill was just one paragraph. The key sentence says that a school district or public school may not include instruction relating to critical race theory in any portion of the district's required curriculum under section such and such or any other curriculum offered by the district or school. So it's very simple. That bill prohibits critical race theory from being taught in the school systems in North Dakota. And it passed overwhelmingly the House and the Senate, and the governor signed it. So we have it on the books. Unfortunately, it's not being followed.
Well, evidently not, and I do remember a lot of hubbub at the time that the bill was being debated where some even Republican colleagues said this is not being taught. So what are you worried about? So I guess we've ended that debate with this latest letter from a Grand Forks teacher, right?
Well, that letter that myself and about five or six legislators from Grand Forks and one other legislator from northeast part of our state received was shocking. When I received it out of the blue, this gentleman went into great detail, including handouts that have been provided by the administration up in Grand Forks during the teacher training sessions, which shows explicitly, you know, what they're supposed to do, how they're supposed to handle this or that, and it all relates to critical race theory and other areas like transgenderism and gender nonconforming situations. And so it's rampant. And he's been trying to have the Grand Forks administration change their policy for two or three years, went to the school boards, talked with the administration, provided them details to no avail, and he finally decided, one, he had to resign. He could no longer stay in the school system. It was affecting his health. He's got two kids in the schools up there. And then he wrote this detailed letter to the few legislators saying, I want you to know about what's happening, and please help our students and our teachers, because most of the teachers are beside themselves, but they can't do anything when the administration decides this is what the policy is going to be.
And according to the letter, this had been going on for a number of years. Like you say, he was trying to change it. Describe what he said in the letter.
Wow, he used words that I can read just a few sentences, and it's almost mind-boggling. He says that he resigned. Why I resigned, and to help you realize the impact the unethical diversity, equity, inclusion, belonging, cultural competence, et cetera, policies and training had on me and is having on other Grand Forks school teachers. He goes on to say to the new school board, he provided the school board and the administration with a 49-page detailed critique on what is happening and what definitions of these items are. And he says, a single-space document I created on why the transgender and gender nonconforming student procedure policy is unethical for all students, teachers, and parents. And Scott, it's very, very detailed about what's happening there. He says, stop wasting teachers' time with belittling, intelligence, insulting, illogical, immoral, anti-factual, politically left propaganda of manipulated definitions of diversity, equity, inclusivity, belonging, cultural competence, intersectional, racism, anti-racism, systemic racism, intersectional gender in all of its terms, cis normality, heteronormality, implicit bias, power, privilege, white supremacy, and others. It goes on. So what he's saying is, these types of things, when they go to their teacher training, that's what the administration is teaching, as opposed to how can I be a better math teacher? How can I be a better teacher for English or literature? And he's finally said, I can't take it anymore. I'm resigning. And he's gone on to a different career. And when I received the letter, Scott, I was flabbergasted. And I contacted immediately Kirsten Basler's Department of Public Instruction and sent them a copy of his letter, and then asked for a Zoom meeting, and we had a very interesting Zoom meeting the next day where we discussed the contents in his letter.
Yeah, I understand your quote is saying he indicated he was most, you being concerned most for young girls and the traumatic impact these types of things being taught and utilizing the Grand Forks system are having not only on young girls but also our youth as well. What's that about?
This type of teaching of gender dysphobia, as an example, he used. I did talk to this gentleman the day after my Zoom meeting to get more detail from him. I wanted to be sure that he wasn't, some type of off the wall person. This man is very articulate, very intelligent. He's a father. He's very, very concerned. And he says that he's seen it for years. Young students in particular, second, third, fourth grade, when they're exposed to this type of stuff that confuses them, and when those minds are still being formed and are not old enough to have had world experiences to understand some potential situations, a young student could say, well, you know, maybe I am a girl being a boy, and could become confused, and he sees that happening more and more with kids. And what he says in his letter, this type of instruction in the school system with young students leads to higher rates of suicide by a national study by an expert. Yeah. Said it's got to stop. We should not, and I agree that the parents are the guardians of the kids, not the schools. And we have got to get this type of thing out of the state of North Dakota school system, and that's the bill I'm working on for the next session with other legislators to be sure that, one, this is going to stop, and two, we're going to put teeth in the law. When I talked with Kirsten Bates...
Hold that thought, if you would. I want to find out some more about the responses you got while digging into this as well. Jim Casper with us today on A Story Out of Grand Forks. Don't go away.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, but we provide sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing that you do have a safe way out.
For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Summer is not over yet. Still time to...
What?
No, Todd, it's not over yet. You see the
Labor
forecast
Day, right? Noon on Labor Day, we flip the winter.
Well, look at the forecast, though.
I know.
We could be in the 80s on Labor Day weekend. So
that's fine. Bring it on.
My friends at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, want you to know that, hey, you can still swim into this fall with some nice weather and then have it all ready to go for next spring as well. Splash pools, order now, go to work. Same thing with a Finley Osana. Get ready for the cooler temps. But Of course, Finley O'Sonis, 24/7, round the clock, round the calendar. They are a great tool. 12 of the greatest health and wellness benefits offered on the planet come from the sauna. Everyday Med Better. Live large, live better, live longer. Do me a favor, watch that podcast from Rhonda Patrick and hear what heart doctors have to say. Plus, 12-month, no interest, no payment financing, hot spring spas and pool tables too. West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, you tell them Scott sent you. More of our conversation with Representative Jim Casper, talking about a disturbing letter from a teacher who resigned in Grand Forks. What kind of responses are you getting to the queries? You mentioned a Zoom call with the Superintendent of Public Instruction, Kirsten Baszler. What are we hearing from the Grand Forks Public School District about this? Obviously, the school board themselves received this detailed account from this teacher. What are you hearing? What are they saying? Is it, you know, true, not true? Well, we got to work on this. What kind of response are they giving you, Jim?
Well, first, let me talk briefly about Kirsten Baszler, our Superintendent of Public Instruction. On the Zoom call, we had a very frank discussion about this letter. And she told me, actually, that her department, they were aware of what's going on in Grand Forks. And they had been up there to talk to the administration, from what I recall in the conversation. And I said, well, why haven't you stopped? Why haven't you done something? She said, Jim, I have no authority under North Dakota statute to do anything. I can suggest, but I have no authority to enforce. And I said, okay, we'll fix that in the legislation that we're going to have for the next session. We're going to put enforcement mechanism in there. I talked with Drew Wrigley after I talked with Kirsten Baszler and shared this with him. I said, Drew, would you be willing to enforce this statute? He said, Jim, I will. But he said, I don't have any money to do it. He said, if you want me to enforce, you're going to have to provide an appropriation. I said, that will be no problem. We're going to have a whole lot of extra money. So we'll have an enforcement mechanism in there. And penalties. There are no penalties right now in statute if a school district refuses to follow the law. So we're going to put penalties in there that probably at the pocketbook of school district losing funding if they do not follow North Dakota statute. Well, North Dakota law, Scott, is not a suggestion. It's a requirement that the people of our state and the public entities like this follow the statute, and obviously some of them aren't.
Yeah, and a lot of our questions from the audience are asking about these very same things you're addressing right now. Are there consequences that they teach you? If not, it'll continue. You got to have consequences. Another suggested withholding funding where CRT is being taught. And saying
that will most likely be in the bill. That was a suggestion from some of my fellow legislators. I sent this letter, Scott, to every legislator in the state of North Dakota once I received it. I wanted all 140 some legislators to see what this person documented so that they're aware of it. And I had a lot of positive response from legislators all over the state that, yes, we got to do something about this. They weren't aware that it's happening.
Fascinating. Now, that's a good step.
One other thing I want to stress, Scott, is that I believe most, if not all, of the teachers in our state are not happy with what's going on in their school district. But as teachers, they have to follow what the administration and the school boards require them to do. So this is not an indictment against teachers. This is an expose of what the school boards and the administration of schools are not doing to follow North Dakota statute.
And I think most people probably thought Kirsten Baszler's job as superintendent of public instruction is to enforce the education that the legislature and others have put in the way of guidelines. So it's fascinating that there isn't the authority there, and that needs to be fixed as well. So to hear. How about the Grand Forks School District? What are they saying? I'm amazed, you know. We unearthed some, again, from teachers concerned in the Bismarck School District that middle school teachers were being subjected to critical race theory in the way of continuing education. And you can't even get the school board, the school administrators to come on and say, hey, you know, explain this. Has Grand Forks come forward at all to respond to any of this, the Grand Forks School District or their administration?
Interesting. After my research, I wrote an open records request with the help of the Legislative Council to the Grand Forks administration and asked for documentation going back 3 years. I just got a response on Monday, I believe, that said your request is quite lengthy, and in order to provide you with what you're asking, it's going to cost over $1,600 to provide the detail you want. So here they're using money. You know, as a person and as a legislator, I don't have a $1,600 budget. So it's a way to shirk their responsibility. So we're going to go back with a different request and ask for electronic transfers of documents as opposed to paper transfers. But other than them responding to my open records letter, I have had none of them reach out to me at all.
A legislator asking a question about a former teacher's concerns, not getting an answer, is in of itself offensive.
Yes, sir, it is. And, again, I have no question that what this individual provided is factual, and it is happening in Grand Forks. I suspect, and I've had contact with parents from around the state and other school districts, that is happening in their school districts as well. So this is not simply a Grand Forks issue. I think it's a systemic issue across our state, and it's got to stop. We got to protect our kids. We got to have parents have control. You know, what happens, Scott, up in Grand Forks anyway, this gentleman told me, is if a student goes to a teacher and says, I'm confused, I need help, I don't understand this gender stuff, if that student signs a privacy confidentiality statement, the parents are not notified. And then counseling can be given to this student, could be 6, 8, 9, 10, whatever. And now that's atrocious. The parents are kept in the dark. The parents are the guardian of their children, not the schools. So we have to address that as well.
Why do they call this a law when it can't be enforced?
Well, frankly, when I passed 1508 in the November, I introduced it, the legislature passed it, session, I had no idea that there was no enforcement mechanism there. If I had been told that we need enforcement mechanism in the bill, we would have put it in there. But I just assumed that the superintendent of public instruction could enforce the law. And right now, the only enforcement mechanism, if a parent or someone has a concern about the critical race theory or this transphobia and other things being taught, they have to go to the state's attorney in their local jurisdiction. Well, you know darn well, a state's attorney has no background on things like this. And so the answer will be, I don't have time or I don't have knowledge to do anything. And so we have frustrated parents all over the state that we've got to help. We've got to restore the family values, the protection of our kids. And we've got to stop. One other thing I want to get out on the record.
Hang on, if you would, Jim. We're going to have you do that on the other side of the break because we're up against the break here. But we're going to stay on this story and wait for answers from Grand Forks. And I think the next section, obviously, will be interesting on this front, too. But this story right now needs answers more after this.
Hey, Scott Hinton here. So excited to tell you about, in this time of crazy upheaval and open borders and spending gone crazy and mandates and lockdowns and inflation, there's something we can do. We can buy from a company that believes what you and I believe. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the very same towers as all the major carriers. And they have plans to fit any budget. And their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. Patriot Mobile shares your values. They support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. Or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT right now.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Fierce battles have been reported as Ukraine tries to retake Russian-occupied southern Kherson region, but military experts have told the BBC it won't happen quickly. The FBI has messed with the wrong monkey. Mickey Dolenz, the last surviving monkey, is suing the FBI for any records against him, bandmates, or the band. The monkeys were investigated by the FBI twice, once allegedly for anti-Vietnam War activities, and another time was so completely redacted, nobody knows what the FBI was doing. A court filing late Tuesday objected to President Trump's proposal that the seized documents be vetted by a third-party arbitrator, a.k.a. a special master. The Department of Justice and FBI have been caught in scandals going after Trump in the past. The Justice Department says efforts were likely taken to obstruct the government's investigation. A Florida judge will decide Thursday. USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Photographer smile, take a break for a while, take a rest, do your very best, take 5 points.
The biggest bed sheet sale in MyPillow history is on right now. As low as $29.98 for the best sheets money can buy when you use the promo code SCOTT. That's a great deal. My slippers, $49.98, regularly $140 at $49.98 right now. Sandals at $29.98. And the MyPillow that Walmart used to sell for $19.88, you can get it right there at MyPillow.com. Who needs Walmart? They canceled the Mike Lindell, as so many others have as well. And another product I think would be great for fall, the down blankets are now 30% off, and they are the best. Oh, they're nice.
Get ready.
Exactly right. Sleepwear, loungewear, up to 80% off. If you go to MyPillow.com, you click on the radio listener square, you use the promo code SCOTT, or I'll keep it easy for you. You can just call 800-506-9028. That'll do the trick. Live in the Freedom Matters USA studios, don't forget Bismarck Event Center, September 15th, Candace Owens. That's right, that Candace Owens right here in North Dakota, September 15th. Tickets start at $20. Get yours today. They're going fast. My Bismarck Event Center, and you can find all the details on the website, freedommattersusa.com, freedommattersusa.com. All right, before we go to our next guest, Dr. Todd Schaefer from Sanford Health, to talk about behavioral health programs in the schools. Jim, you had one more thing you wanted to add before we let you go on the CRT issue and the Grand Forks whistleblower.
The definition of critical race theory. We've been in contact with a gentleman named Christopher Ruffo, a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute who travels all over the United States exposing, you know, what critical race theory and the other areas being taught in our schools are. And he provided this simple definition of critical race theory, and I think it would be helpful for your audience to know. It says, critical race theory is an academic discipline that holds that the United States is a nation founded on white supremacy and oppression, and that these forces are still at the root of our society. Critical race theorists believe that American institutions such as the U.S. Constitution and the legal system preach freedom and equality but are mere camouflages for naked racial domination. And that's what, you know, when our kids are taught from that perspective, do you wonder why we have people wondering what about should we be a capitalistic society or should we become socialist? And critical race theory, what I've learned, has really been in creeping into the school system around our country since the 1980s. So this isn't something new. It's been like a bad drip that continues to get bigger and bigger. And it's time we in North Dakota, you know, step up and stop it. And we've got to protect our kids. We've got to protect our families and the parents' ability to raise their children the way they wish.
One last listener input here for you from Adam says, CRT is just a part of the larger DIE, diversity, equity, and inclusion movement. It will never go away until offices and director positions of DIE, such as the one created by Fargo Public School System for Tamara Uselman, are banned by state law.
I agree, and that's a new terminology that I did read about it, and I believe you're right. The focus has to be teaching the basics. In the worldwide competition for education performance, I think the United States ranks close to 30th. Here in North Dakota, the results of our kids graduating from high school and their ability to read and write and critically think has been going down. We've got to focus on getting the teaching the basics that our children need to learn and get away from this sociology stuff that is indoctrinating our entire society and permeating hate and division. It's got to stop.
Jim, appreciate the time today, and obviously a big concern by a lot of folks, so we appreciate you sharing this story, and also really appreciate this teacher in Grand Forks taking the time to detail this as well and getting it to so many folks. So it's on your radar now, and look forward to having a resolution to this soon. Thanks a bunch.
Yeah, one last thought. Set up a hotline at your station and get Chris Berg involved. It would be great where people have a place to go and provide information.
Yeah, we certainly welcome that any time, and we hear from a lot of folks about these things and forward them on. So never afraid to do that. Yeah, that's for sure. Thanks a bunch. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Scott. Bye-bye.
Yep. Representative Jim Casper, our guest today on What's on Your Mind. Dr. Todd Schaefer is still waiting, and great to have Dr. Schaefer back on the program. You know, speaking of education and teachers, they are educators designed to take curriculum, teach kids. But this day and age, like law enforcement, teachers need to be behavioral health experts. And that is really asking a lot of our teachers. So Dr. Schaefer, who's the president of Sanford Health West Division out of Bismarck, is here today to talk about Sanford Health's Behavioral Health School Program. This started at the Simley Middle School in Bismarck and now is going to be expanding. So we look forward to learning about this today. Dr. Schaefer, welcome back. How are you?
Doing great. Good morning to you, and thanks for having me back.
Yes, glad to have you on the program today to talk a little bit about this. You've been doing this already, working with local middle and high schools in Bismarck for the past few years, providing them behavioral health experts for students. I believe that began at Simley Middle School in Bismarck, and now is about to expand. Tell us, Dr. Schaefer, a little bit about this partnership, how it started. Just give us the basics on this.
Absolutely. So, you know, the project really started long before Sanford Health got involved. Russ Reel, who is the principal over at Simley, has put together a program that's called MTTS, which is Multiple Tiered Systems of Support, where he developed these behavioral health interventions for all the students at Simley. After they were able to get the Tier 1 and Tier 2 interventions, they're ready to go into the Tier 3, which is you involve multiple behavioral health providers into this system approach as well. We were contacted about this from Russ and really liked the idea of where he was going with that. So there's a lot of pros with this. The great thing about it is it starts off with Tier 1 interventions, which are really resiliency and self-help types of interventions. The goal of the program with Tier 1 and Tier 2 is to really get kids to the point where they do not need to have intervention with a behavioral health provider, like such as a psychologist. So say you start off with 1,000 kids at Tier 1, maybe of those, maybe 200 will proceed to a Tier 2 intervention, which is more of a focused intervention with staff. You know, all teachers have some training to help with those Tier 1 and Tier 2 interventions. And then if the student still progresses out of those 200, maybe gets to 25 to 50, and that's when the Tier 3 intervention happens. And that happens right in the school. One of our psychologists meets with that student and gives a focused evaluation and a focused treatment plan right there in the school. Don't pull the kid out of school. We don't have to have them missing school in order to go and see a provider in the clinic. It really outreaches right out to Simley. They're already there. They're where the initial strategies that are put in place, so they're not reinventing the wheel with it. So So far, you know, we've seen about a 50% reduction. That's 50% reduction in the amount of referrals to outside agencies for intervention with kids. So it's been very, very successful at Simile with what Russ has started over there.
Wow. What's an example of behavioral health issues that would put you in Tier 1, Tier 2, Tier 3?
So, again, Tier 1 is for all students. So teachers are trained in really helping with self-confidence, resiliency, all those different life skills that, a few kids may not be exposed to, whether it's at home or with mentors. So really teachers become mentors to help with training those resiliency. Tier two is more focused effort with the teachers intervening with these kids in terms of, mentoring them, getting them into more groups, et cetera. Tier three is actual sitting with a psychologist to help really dig into, what's the underlying cause for some of these behavioral issues. Is it, some depression, maybe some PTSD? If they have anxiety, like a social phobia or something that's inhibiting them from being able to participate and really act out, which can lead to interventions from outside agencies.
And this is now, this is integrated with education. Educators need to, in a whole new way that wasn't necessarily there 10, 15, 20 years ago, deal with these issues day in and day out, right?
Absolutely. That's where the real base of this starts. You know, by the time our providers are involved in this, they've already been through these additional interventions. So, for a school to really kind of quote unquote sign up for this, there's a standardized program that the teachers, the staff, I mean, it's not just teachers, it's staff, from your front desk staff, your principal, everybody in the building really need to be kind of buy into the program and have to really try to get to that tier one and tier two intervention because that's where the biggest bang for the buck is with that. So once the schools have gotten those tier one, tier two interventions kind of quote unquote down, that's where Stanford has come in and provided the resources to help provide those tier three support.
So it's hard to describe a 50% reduction in these referrals as anything other than a rousing success to the pilot project at Simile for sure, right?
Absolutely. If you look at it, these are kids that are, have been referred to juvenile system, law enforcement, et cetera, for acting out and acts that are occurring in the school. And, you see truancy rates that are going down, and you see those types of referrals that go down. And it keeps kids in school, which is, where they need to be to learn and to be able to set them up for success later in life. Because it's not just being in school and the education. It's also teaching resiliency because, as we all know, life is hard and it hits you hard sometimes. And to be able to teach young people that bad things are going to happen to you at some point in time in life and how do you, roll with the punches and learn how to accept the situation and overcome it, I think is a critical feature.
And this is something your school counselor sort of used to do, right? Pump you up a little bit when you needed it, pat you on the back. Obviously, teachers reinforcing that, but the numbers just don't allow that level of one-on-one kind of identify the problem and help a student find a way out of it anymore. It's just sheer numbers. It's, again, talk to any chief of police. They'll say, my cops can't be cops and enforce the law. They've got to be mental health experts. And if you talk to teachers, it's the exact same thing. So that's why a program like this is great. I want to talk a little bit about where this goes in the future after we take a short break. Hang tight, if you would, Dr. Schaefer, brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA. The home cooking's on. Grab-and-go convenience. Swedish meatballs or lasagna Valley City today. Meatloaf in Harwood. Swedish meatballs or Sloppy Joe's West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Mac and beef with tomato sauce on NP Avenue, downtown Fargo. Swedish meatballs in Glendon. 45th Fargo lasagna. That's home cooking. Grab-and-go convenience. And today is buy two fresh-baked cookies and get one free today as well. More of our conversation with Dr. Todd Schaefer from Sanford Health West Division, president of the Bismarck West Division, after this on What's On Your Mind.
Reveille, wake up, stand up. Let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim. I'm AndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and thank you.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
When it comes to your next tech project, you'll want the best. That's why at Gateway Building Systems, we recommend Brock Solid Bins. Backed by decades of storage design and manufacturing experience, Brock Bins allow you to securely store your grain, helping you save money and maximize your profitability. Gateway Building Systems is the number one Brock Bin dealer in the U.S. Visit us online at gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklett Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Your mind is powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. Your warranty is for a lifetime. 0% APR, 36 months on most new GMCs and Buicks. But if you're thinking, oh, I don't know if I can do new, you know what? There's a pre-owned inventory that has that lifetime powertrain warranty. In fact, if you go to SchwannBuickGMC.com, go to pre-owned lifetime powertrain warranty. 40 vehicles right now. Check it out for yourself at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Target Field yesterday for a little recap of Twins baseball against those Boston Red Sox. Today we're back with the Freedom Matters USA studios firmly on the ground in the great state of North Dakota. Yes, all safe and sound. It's wonderful. Final segment on the show today, we're chatting with Dr. Todd Schaefer from Sanford Health about a innovative behavioral health school program that has been implemented and having some success, as you've heard. So my question is now, what are plans for this program in the future? Where do you expand it to? Talk a little bit about what the future holds for this, Dr. Schaefer.
Absolutely. So the future in Bismarck itself, we have moved into Legacy, Century, Horizon, Liberty, Centennial, and Solheim that started up this year. And last year, we actually are working with the Wilton school system as well. I think the big thing is the schools have to be ready for it. They have to have those Tier 1 and Tier 2 interventions ready. As I mentioned, Russ has done a good job of packaging those interventions up and helping with the education of staff to implement those. So in visiting with Russ, he has let us know that there are quite a number of schools that have reached out to him, not only locally but across the state, that are looking at putting those resources into place. And then we'll have conversations with them. Obviously, it's a little easier in Bismarck to get one of our providers out there, but now if we have a school such as Barnes County North that needs it, how do we work via teleplatform in order to get our services out there? So really working collaboratively throughout the state to try to figure out how to do this correctly.
And the when you talk about your providers helping, that's at the Tier 3 level.
That's at the Tier 3 level, correct. So all schools will manage the Tier 1 and Tier 2 levels themselves.
And, again, this program has had success in the fact that the amount of referrals get to that tier 3 level you're talking about reduced by 50%. So that's the reduction on the system, if you will, of sort of managing the situation and involving educators in Tier 1 and Tier 2 so the professionals – obviously, are dealing with the cases that are identified already, sort of pre-qualified, I guess, right?
Oh, correct, absolutely. And you look at not only in the short term what this does, but if you think about what this would do long term, if we have interventions in place and really have kids that are able to really try to help themselves, giving them techniques and procedures that they can help themselves through a lot of things, or getting interventions earlier. We can stop a lot of problems from progressing upstream. So in the future, we would hope that it would reduce the need for, psychiatric or hospitalization for that matter. You know, in order to solve the mental health crisis that we have in the nation, we don't want to build more beds because by then the problem already is there. We really want to help prevent the problem from getting to that point in time. So anything we can do earlier and upstream of that type of a situation, the better off we are, because that'll help save resources in the long run.
Just in your time, Dr. Schaefer, as a physician, as someone that is living this day in and day out, how much more prevalent is this today versus when you started?
I would say that there is a lot more prevalent. In the last 2.5 to 3 years, I think has put a significant stress on society. And we do see increasing rates of patients that have mental health illnesses, just depression, anxiety, even forms of post-traumatic stress disorder from everything that the country has gone through. Whether it's medical illness, whether it's quarantine, not being able to see loved ones, all the different things that every one of us has gone through, I think has put a significant strain on the society. And has really heightened the need for acute mental health resources.
Why do you think it is that much more? I mean, I understand just, as you say, what the country's been through and whatnot, but why are we less equipped today to handle those things, especially students, than we were 20 years ago, as an example?
Well, I can only speculate. There's been a lot of research that has been done looking into the various factors. Because it's easy to blame it just on a pandemic and say, oh, it's because of COVID that this happened. We were starting to see that uptick in the prevalence of mental health disease even prior to the pandemic. Part of it's going to be recognition. There's a lot of campaigning out there to come forward with any mental health disease that you might have. Come in and get treatment before it gets too bad. If you see... as an example, suicide rate among veterans would be an example. It's one of those things that you see a lot of, if you see something, get help. So I think a lot of it is awareness and people coming forward. But there also is some underlying factors through society that is kind of woven through there that I don't think we have a great explanation. However, there is a lot of research that's going into it to try to explain it, because until we understand it and can explain it, we can't target interventions at it in order to help prevent it and treat it.
One thing's for sure, a program like this is obviously having the success it is. Makes sense to expand it, do more of it, and repeat. Glad we have North Dakota schools that are on the leading edge of this, as well as Sanford Health helping with it. Fascinating discussion. Thanks a bunch, Dr. Schaefer. Appreciate your time today.
Thanks for having me again. I appreciate it. Have a good week.
You as well. Dr. Todd Schaefer, president of Sanford Health Bismarck, our guest on What's on Your Mind. All right. There we go. Another show in the books. Out of time for today. God bless you one and all. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind.
My name is Kevin Spunis. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.